الحمد لله وكفاه وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The beauty about the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that in a very few words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he conveys very profound messages. And these messages are something that are extremely impactful, influential, meaning they are life-changing, they are transformational. Now, ahadith are categorized, obviously, and the experts, the masters of ahadith, they have created bigger collections, corpus of ahadith, but they also have smaller books as well. And in some of these smaller books or chapters, they cover ahadith that, for example, have to do with zuhud, asceticism, or other aspects of our spirituality, our ikhlaq, and the way that we should be looking at life. Now, one such hadith, it has been mentioned by Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It has been narrated by Imam Bukhari rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi in his Sahih. He mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that there are two blessings. There are two blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which a lot of people are deluded by. Dhoka kha jate hain. What are those ni'mah? They are health and free time. Health and free time. Sehat and faraghat. Now, again, it's a very small hadith mubarakah. The Kitabul Riqaq is, it actually starts with this Hadith Mubarakah, because this is really, it's very life-changing if we understand what this Hadith is trying to convey to us, right? Because a lot of time people are deluded. You know, a lot of times we are unable to do two things: act on good actions, bring good habits, good behaviors in our life, and leave certain actions, leave certain behaviors. Because why? We tell ourselves, well, there's a lot of time left. I don't have to change myself today. I don't have to do anything today. I don't have to take this first step today. Kal padi, tomorrow, we look at it tomorrow. And everybody knows that that tomorrow never comes. Even in English, you know, they have that saying, okay, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today, right? Because that tomorrow will never come. It's a big sign of laziness of a person if they are going to be putting everything tomorrow. Okay? So if you look at our own lives, this is really what is happening, right? So let's look at the first aspect, which is, let's say, the health. Now, mashallah, you are shabab here, both, you know, alhamdulillah, and all the shabab are especially deluded by this, right? They are especially deluded by this because they think that this vigor, this energy, right, this himmat, right, this taqat, this quwwat, this strength that they feel today, it is going to be part and parcel of who they are forever, right? And it's very difficult to imagine something that you have, imagine a life without it. So for example, you are shabab, so if you have this energy, right, you can get up and you can run for a mile and you won't even breathe heavy, right? Or you can sleep for a few hours and that's it, you're energetic. Or mashallah, you're jumping around and, you know, you're able to do accomplish so much. Now, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that siha, has given that himmat, it's very difficult at that age to imagine yourself without it. Now, Allah Ta'ala is Rahim, so what does Allah Ta'ala do? That Allah Ta'ala will sometimes give a little bit taste of lack of siha, which is, ailment or zu'uf. For example, people will fall sick, ill, and when that happens, it's like the whole world turns upside down. And you can't walk. Now, I cannot get out of my bed. My whole body aches. I am so tired. People will just they feel so ajeeb. A lot of people who went through this experience of COVID-19, it hit a lot of people, especially the elderly people. But even for youth who suffered from this COVID, they'll tell you that for a few days, it's just my whole body was aching, and I could not smell, and I could not taste, and I could not do this, I could not do that. Right? So that was a taste from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is your life without siha. So if you have sihat, make use of it. What do we make use of it? That you have the energy to accomplish good actions. खेतों को दे लो पानी के बह रही है गंगा कुछ कर लो नौजवानों उठती जवानियां okay, you have this time now. You don't know if it's going to stay with you. Take from an old person. Because I remember my Shabab. I remember when we were young and subhanAllah, king of the world. We could accomplish anything, any sports, huh? No problem. You get, like a chort or something, and it's gonna go away in a day or two, and that was it. No worries. You don't have to think about it twice. And now, subhanAllah, you sit down, you can't get up, right? You get up, you can't sit down. Gitte jo hai wo jawab de gaye, right? It's like you're completely getting worn out, right? Like every day, you're just very thankful. You do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving these ni'mah. So, especially for the youth, it's important that we act like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, because Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was young. If you look at the, there's a book by, Sheikh Zulfikar about, the stories or the lessons from Surah Yusuf. It's a good book in Urdu that talks about it. So one of the things is that, Yusuf alayhi salam was very young when he was seduced by Zulaikha. And the Quran tells us that his own heart was a little inclined because you're young, right? It's like, you have young and but what did he say? Qala ma'adallah. That he said, ma'adallah, that I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. And he did what he could do, meaning he could just run towards a locked door. He knew that the door was locked. And your aql is telling you that, well, the door is locked, I can't unlock you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you take those steps, then Allah ta'ala makes it easy. Right? Allah ta'ala makes it easy. Right? So this is something that we have to do. We have to act like the Anbiya Karam alayhi salatu wassalam, that when we are young and when we have the himmat, this is when you really have to make sure that you are spending your time properly. Okay, making use of it. And this is what our mashayikh say, that with every ni'mat, there are three things. Every ni'mat has three huquq, three rights. Every ni'mat has what? Three rights. Every ni'mat. One is uski qadr ko jaane, that you really need to appreciate, to understand that this ni'mat is a ni'mat. That's exactly what I'm talking. Like, I know today in August 2024 that sihat is a big ni'mat. If you had asked me like 30 years ago or something like that, it's like, oh yeah, it's a ni'mat. But we really didn't appreciate it the way that we should have appreciated. So that is the first thing. Appreciate qadr karo uski. Qadr karo. Second, us pe shukr karo. You have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Warna Allah le lete hain. La in shakartum la zidannakum. But jo shukr karega, Allah usi ko neemton mein zyadti karenge. A person who does shukr, that Allah Ta'ala will increase in their ni'mah. And regardless of the ni'mah. Do shukr of your zikr, you'll increase in your zikr. Do shukr of your rizq, Allah will increase your rizq. Do shukr for the ilm that Allah has given, Allah Ta'ala will put barakah in that. Put shukr for your family. Your family will become a source of goodness for you. Your wife, your children, they won't be disobedient. Do shukr. Theek hai na? Sabse pehle qadr. Second is what? Shukr. And the third is that you have to use it the proper way. Okay, this gift, and we covered this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that every ni'mah has been given to us, and you know, this is what life is, giving of ni'mah, and then what is death? That each and every ni'mah is taken away from us, including life itself, right? So we have to use it properly. Allah has given me this gift. Allah has given you the gift. How do I use it? That is the little bit of control Allah Ta'ala has given us, little bit of willpower Allah has given us. I can choose to live it this way, or I can choose to live it this way. But see, to ne'mat ko theek tarah se istemal karna. If I can see, if I'm not blind, I should use my eyesight in a proper way, not look at ghair mahram, not look at things that we are not supposed to look at. If Allah has given me the ability to communicate, not everybody can communicate. What do? You use it properly. You use your speech for goodness, for khair. To isi tarah ek ek ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has given us, and we have to use it properly. So when it comes to sihat, alhamdulillah, I have sihat now. Okay, what does that mean? I will go and seek ilm. I will go, you know, spend time in khanaqahs. I will go for jamaat and tabligh, and I will go and visit mashayikh, and I will, you know, I will use this energy before it's taken away. Because when it's taken away, even when you want to do it, you can't do it. Nahi hota. Himmat hi nahi. Bimar pade ho. And the second aspect is what was mentioned is when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, free time. Faragat. Fa'idha faragta fansab wa ila rabbika fa'akhir. Nabi Sassam ko bhi hukam ho raha. This faragat, you know, it's, I remember, you know, because I teach in colleges and universities, and you know, you always come across students, oh, professor, life is so busy. And you just shake your head. Kya baat kar rahe? The most time that kids have is now. Not only do you have time, but you also have, again, sehat. You have faragat. Once you're done with college, it's just downhill. Now you have to have a career. It's like 9 to 5 is stuck for a lot of people. People who do businesses, it's probably longer than that, right? Your life is stuck. Second, right? People get married. Of course you need to get married, right? You need that companionship. When you have a wife, then you have to give her time. The wife has to give time to you. People become deluded about marital life too. They think, oh, subhanAllah, this is some like Cinderella story. And no, it's not like that. It's all about roles, responsibilities. It's all about negotiation. It's all about, you know, bahas mubahasa half the time, right? So it's not an easy task. Right? It's an organization. You are creating a new structure, a family unit, and you know, it's not easy to do. And then, you know, subhanAllah, when you have, you know, you think you're mashallah, you finally are in control, that you have figured out how in-laws work and how to kind of make it work with between your mother and your wife and all of that. What happens? Then you start getting kids. It's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, mashallah, may Allah give everybody lots of kids. Inshallah, increase the ummah of Rasulullah, at least 7, right? It's a good number, it's a magical number, right? So, but you know, the responsibility just increases from there. Your himmat is going down because you're aging, your sihat is going down, so is your faragat is going down. Because not only do you have to spend time with your wife, not only do you have to spend time with your parents, not only do you have to spend time in your career, you might have to develop it, your business, and what. Now you have छोटे छोटे प्यारे प्यारे से बच्चे, यू हैव टू गिव देम टाइम, एंड वाइल ऑल ऑफ दैट यू हैव टू गेट क्लोज टू अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला एज वेल, यू हैव टू बी फोकस्ड ऑन हिम. एंड सो दिस फराग़त एट दिस टाइम व्हेन यू आर लाइक हाई स्कूल किड्स और कॉलेज किड्स और सुबहान अल्लाह, इट्स टाइम ही टाइम, इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू गेट बेटर. Even when you want to take time off, you just can't. There's just too many responsibilities, especially if you're living here in the US. The society is built where you are supposed to be, quote unquote, productive. And productive according to, you know, like modern standards is that you're just working, working, working. And if somebody's working, that's doesn't matter, you know, that's productive. Staying at home, even if you're taking care of your children, that's not productive, right? Because yeah, that's the way that the economy works here. That's the way the thinking is here. So a lot of people are, mashallah. And by the time you retire, right, 67, they keep on increasing the age. 67, uske baad kya, you know. Bure, bure bande, can't move, can't, you know. So yeah, I mean, this hadith of Mubarakah is just amazing. It's just you make use of it. Do not be deluded by this name. And there is another translation of this. There's another translation of this hadith that Nabi Sassam said that there are two blessings which many people lose. So this is kind of talking about in terms of investment. Right? It's like making investment. These are two investments that you make. Your time, right, and your sihat. And just like any investment, you know, I know a lot of people get excited about crypto and whatnot, right? Goes up, mashallah, everybody's very happy, and, you know, goes down, and the atab is on the family at that time, right? What is that, right? It's you're making investment, you're putting some money somewhere, and you're expecting some return. Imagine seeing that red day after day after day after day. It's like a red flag, right? It's like, oh my God, what's going on? Like I'm losing everything. That's how we should be looking at time, and that's how we should be looking at our sihat. Faraghat and sihat should be looked at. That I have been given this, and how do you invest it? You invest it in goodness. Now, it does not mean that 24 ghante, 24 hours a day that you'll be sitting on musalla. That's just not what the deen wants or requires. Now, the deen does require being in a state of dhikr, being in a state of huduri, wherever you are. I mean, the Quran is very explicit about this. This is not some like Sufi talking. This is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning in the Quran, not in one place, many places, about the state of dhikr, the state of dhikr. That do not become those people who are, you know, who are divorced from the zikr, do not shy away from the zikr. My true men are those people who do not get distracted by trade and commerce from Allah's zikr. People of Iman, do not let your wealth and do not let your children distract you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zikr. It's again and again. Be in a state of zikr. Remember Allah. وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِ. Do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La takum min al-ghafilin. Do not become people who are heedless. I mean, it's on and on and on and on and on. That's so many ayahs. I mean, this is just the ayahs. You know, you open up the Quran, Hazrat Shaykh Hadith Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala, he has a full book called Fazail al-Zikr. And that's probably not every hadith mubarakah. That's, you know, that's his collection of zikr that has to do with fazail, etc., etc. So, what is it? I mean, you know, you have to be in a state of zikr, and then you invest your time, your faragat, and then you invest in your sihat. I mean, everybody has the same sihat and the same faragat, pretty much, right? Unless somebody has a test where they have some disability, etc., etc. Usually, everybody has faragat and everybody has pretty much the same sihat. And on the day of judgment, it's just going to be, how high did your portfolio go? Right? That's how high did your investment go? Is cheez ko dekhna zaruri. You know, we have to be very careful about this. And this is what the, you know, the mashayikh of the ummah, they try to teach is this kind of awareness of this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And there are, other ahadith that talk about this, the famous one, it has been narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he mentioned the Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that take advantage of five before five. It's a very famous hadith, right? Five before five, right? What is it? Your youth before your old age. It's the same hadith and work, but for a different angle, right? There they're talking about faragat. Here, Rasulullah is talking about your youth. Ya shabab, take care of your youth before you become da'if, before you become old. Your health before your illness, exactly the same thing. Sickness will come. Even if the person is like 100% without sickness, old age itself, it's old age itself is a sort of a sickness. People will say, you know what, I took care of my car, and why is it that I'm hearing all these sounds in it? And the mechanic will tell you, well, that's the normal wear and tear. It doesn't matter, it's like 20 years old car. It doesn't matter how good you took care of it, even if it's just standing there, it's going to rust. That's how things are. So the natural wear and tear of life, it will cause people to feel that weakness. And then Nabi says something, your riches before your poverty. Again, when Allah Ta'ala gives, make good investments. Make investments in Akhirah. Make sure that we are not treading into this luxuries. I mean, it's very ajeeb. If anything, spend, and there's nothing wrong, and invest, and there's nothing wrong with it. But kind of treading into this life of pleasure and luxuries, that doesn't suit the mu'mineen. It doesn't mean that you don't have a car. Yeah, have a car. But people, oh, I need to get, what's the most expensive one? Like, I don't know, whatever the most
Bugatti.
Bugatti, Muhammad Kabata. That I need to get a Bugatti. But why? Right? Why do you need to spend, I don't know how many millions of dollars it is. If Allah has given you those millions of dollars, go for a Kia, right? And that's it. It takes you from point A to point B. Have a good car so it doesn't bother you, right? If it's breaking every 2 minutes, obviously your, the hadith in Mubarakah that talks about take care of your time is going to be affected. Have a good sturdy car and just be happy with it. If it's 10 years old, alhamdulillah, as long as it's running. So this is the difference between what is needed. Yes, a car is needed, a house is needed, right? Certain things within the house, these are necessities of life. Alhamdulillah, we should work towards getting that. So some of the needs of the dunya do not keep us distracted, because even worrying about this all the time, about risk and this and this and this, what is that taking us away from the yad of Allah Ta'ala? From the yad of Allah. So a lot of people, they are unable to commit themselves to, ilm or dhikr or tabligh or whatnot. The reason for that is because they haven't figured that part out properly yet, right? They haven't figured it out, how to, the needs part, right? There was a psychologist there, he came up with a theory. It's called Maslow's pyramid of needs. And the bare minimum is this, you need to be secure in your life and, your belongings, and until that is figured out, you cannot achieve what he calls, like, self-achievement and things like that, right? So you need to start here. If you are constantly being bombarded about ki khana kahan se khana hai aur rehna kahan pe hai karna kya hai, then there's no way we'll be able to, how do I do khidmat of the ummah? Well, do your own khidmat first. Wo nahi kar sakta banda. So that's why it's important to take care of that part. And then spend the rest of the time in actual things. So this is where we draw the line. What are my needs? What are the needs of my family? What are the needs of my wife and children, etc., etc.? So I am not distracted, so they're not distracted. And anything other than that, don't tread into those, that luxuries and pleasures and comforts, etc., etc. It doesn't suit us. It doesn't suit us. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your free time before your work. Again, it's the faragat. So before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, about youth before old age also have to do with time. Health before illness usually has to do with time. There are times when you're healthy, and then there are times that you're not healthy. Your riches before your poverty again has to do with time. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. So these are days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns between people. Right? One day you're rich, other day your crypto just goes down. Right? A lot of people bought, what was that, Dogecoin, was it?
XLP.
Well, Mehrab knows, right? It's time, right? So when you today, mashallah, this is going up, and in a few days, again, this has to do with time. And your free time before your work, and the last one, your life before your death. Again, has to do with time. This is why, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. This is time. Everything, take ownership of the time. Own the time. Own the time. Okay? Do I need to say anything about taking care of your life before your death? I mean, aaj zinda hote hain, or you're the king of the world, and that's it. Your life is gone in a second. All those dreams of doing this, and lambe lambe khab, lambi lambi umeedein. वो उम्मीद ही नहीं जिसकी हो इंतहा, वो वादा ही क्या जो वफा हो गया. हजारों ख्वाहिश ऐसी कि हर ख्वाहिश में दम निकले, बहुत निकले मेरे अरमा लेकिन फिर भी कम निकले. वो ख्वाहिशें तो खत्म ही नहीं होती. So it's I mean life teaches that to everybody. The thing is, we are very determined not to learn the lesson. Life is teaching that. We have seen our own loved ones. We have seen our own loved ones who were called Seth, and who were called Chaudhrys, and who were called this and that. All these big, big names. Huh? Kabar? Maut mein. दो गज जमीन का टुकड़ा छोटा सा तेरा घर है. it has to be, we have to be realistic about this. Life is there, so we can use it, use the gift, use the ni'mah properly, do something for yourself, so you can we can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure you're leaving behind something, so on the day of judgment we're not asked about our children, right? Do your best. I mean, Allah Ta'ala is not looking for perfection. We're not perfect beings, but the himmat, the mihnat Allah Ta'ala is looking for. Mihnat karni. And there's another hadith of Mubarakah. This is, people when they're lazy, ye jo kehte hain kal kar lenge, aaj ye karni ho na, kal karna hai, parso ilm hasil karenge, ye kar. Nabi Sassam said, and this has been narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Very beautiful hadith. I'm just telling you, these hadith, you don't need any like long lectures. Just contemplate on these hadith. Aur kuch chahiye? So what did Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said? The Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, raised to do works against seven. Raised to do works against seven. Yani ki jaldi karo kaam karne mein, against seven things. Huh? Are you waiting but for? And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned seven things. It's like, don't wait. Right? Do good. You don't have to achha kaam karna hai, banda hone nahi, kal kar lenge, parso kar. This mindset, Nabi Sassam is challenging this mindset. It's like, is cheez ko chodo, raise against these things to do good works. Are you waiting but for, number one, overwhelming poverty. Agar aaj, if things are comfortable today, We don't know if they're going to be comfortable tomorrow, the day after, the day after. It's again another delusion. A lot of times, people think, my parents are there, they have a house, they have a desk, they're koi zimmedari nahi, koi responsibility nahi. We don't know what's going to happen. May Allah protect them. What if they're not there anymore? What if all these responsibilities come on you and then you're just, it breaks your back? What are you going to do? There are many stories like that. Many stories. Where people lost, for example, their father, who was the breadwinner. And all of a sudden this person was very aloof, very, just, what are you doing? Oh, I'm out with my friends playing basketball. And now they have no idea how tough life is, especially in this country, because it's a very individualistic society. Please understand this. Nobody's going to be there for you. वो दोस्ती तब तक चलती है जब तक अपना अपना बंदा कर रहा होता है, उसके बाद जो होता है ना, उसके बाद अल्लाह हाफिज, आप जाने, आपका काम जाने. इट्स नॉट लाइक अ विलेज. दे यूज टू हैव ट्राइब्स विच यूज टू टेक केयर ऑफ देम. नाउ इट्स नॉट. इवन इन आर ओन ऑनर बेस्ड कंट्रीज, स्पेशली इन पश्तून एंड अरब एंड सम अदर लाइक अफ्रीकन्स एंड it was very tribalistic, which was, which worked in their favor, because Achakzai and Noorzai and Falaz, they would take care of each other. That was the old time. Now it's just every man for themselves. That's it. So Nabi said, are you waiting for what? Overwhelming poverty or distracting richness? This is the opposite as well. It's like, how? Okay, shouldn't I be asking for khair? Shouldn't I be asking for? Yeah, but sometimes, and this is, richness becomes a distraction. And any person who has, let's say, lived here in the US and who goes back home, whether it's Afghanistan or Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, they will tell you this. You go back home, everybody is, I mean, and we're not, it's a reality. They cannot afford anything. There's no electricity, no clean water, right? Mehengai is just like killing their, breaking their backs. People are committing suicide there. This is what Nabi says. This, it's like overwhelming poverty. You come here, it's exactly the opposite. There's so much rail pale and everything is there. And that also becomes distracting. People become so distracted because you have everything. Mota ho jata, nafs mota ho jata hai. Nafs becomes, because it's so comfortable, I have everything. Who had to worry about electricity going? You go home, and it goes away for a couple of hours, like, oh my God, just zameen ko sar pe utha lete. You go to Pakistan, and if you don't have load shedding for like 7 8 hours, you're like, hey, ye kya ho gaya? Is everything okay? That's miraculous. So here, richness becomes a distraction as well. A lot of times, it makes you talk like Firaun, act like Firaun. And then Nabi says something, or debilitating illness. All this COVIDs and all this, it's, or babbling senility, right? People become senile some over time. Right? It's not that every person is going to be cognitively and sharp. No, it's over time, you lose it. Or sudden death. We have lost our own friends, and when people just die without any reason. Or the Dajjal, so that hidden evil is what is awaited. We don't know if a Dajjal is, I mean, the Dajjali Nizam is getting, established. Look at what is happening in Palestine and Syria and other places. It's like everything is just setting in place. What are we waiting for? Do we think that we'll be able to oppose Dajjal in this sad state? We can't even oppose our own nafs or shaitan. How are we going to oppose the jah? Or the hour. Nabi said the hour is more full of calamity and more bitter. So this hadith is also telling us that you have to rush to do good actions. And as salikin, as people who are, committed somewhat, right? That we want to change, we want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These hadiths, I mean, they are a framework in which to look at life. These are ni'mat, and we should, again, we should look at them as ni'mah, identify them, acknowledge them as ni'mah. Second, do shukr for each and every one of them. Allah, you gave me this, you gave me this, you gave me this, and use it properly. Use your time, use your sihat, use your faragat, use your jivani, use all of that in the service of the deen, inshallah ta'ala. So on the day of judgment, we have something to show for our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not waste us away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us useful. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.